drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mommy needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina, love me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darly drunk parents.
Your parenting skills are crap.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back. I like they've been away for 10 minutes. It's been an interlude of weeks.
Forgetting Angela in the morning.
Oh, God. Nice. Now that's going to be stuck in my head. Oh, that's Community, right?
Community.
Something in the morning. Troy and Ovid in the morning. No, Troy.
Troy and Ovid in the morning.
Troy. Troy and Ovid in the morning. Oh,
anyways, another episode of Fairly Drunk Parents.
Yeah, we're not watching Community.
Come to you straight from a house.
A house somewhere. Google it. We're on Google Earth.
Yeah, we're finally on Google Earth.
What do you mean finally? We've been on there for a while.
Last time I checked, it was all dirt around where we lived.
Keep it up.
They finally updated it, and you can see our house.
It must be a couple years old because the front door is not red. We painted our front door red.
Yes, we street viewed it. Had look.
We live by on ourselves because
we had a black door.
I don't like the black door. I like my red door.
Oh, that's
Elizabeth Arden has a red door. I have Elizabeth Arden
red
frames.
Red Shoe Diaries. When I think.
Oh God, ew, that was so tacky. Wasn't that David Duchovny?
I never watched that. What are you talking about?
No, you did. Yeah, nice try.
No.
Yeah, you're the one that introduced me to it, and I
did.
I mean, introduced like you told me. About
I never
it,
watched
I,
that.
I looked at it. I'm like, ew, he's a pervert. I'm running away from him. I fucking married him anyway. My voice is all kind of buggered because my nose is completely stuffed. It's allergies or possibly a cold at this point. I don't know. God hates me. I can't breathe from April to July, so it's awesome. What? The gods are punishing me for having oral sex?
Yes.
Actually, you're being punished because
I'm being punished because you can't breathe.
I can't, so there's no point.
So.
No.
Choke on it.
No. Yeah, I would. Literally, I would choke because I can't breathe. So.
Oh, so hot. Hold on. Wait. Touch myself.
So there's not a lot of BJs happening from April to July.
I need to visualize that.
What? Choking on it? Oh, fuck off. God. Jesus Christ. Shut up.
I'm sick of blessing you.
What?
You shall no longer be blessed by me.
With
all your sneezing.
No. See, usually you're like a one a day or bless you. And that's it. You're like, you think that covers a whole day.
That is why I had kids. They're here to bless you now.
But they're asleep.
That's a weight off my shoulders.
Who
I don't
blesses
need to
me
participate
when I'm asleep?
Anymore. I don't believe in God, so I don't need to bless you.
So how
I'm
about
so
a Gesundheit?
I don't to bless you anymore.
You got some German in you, don't you?
A little bit.
I think that's
like a little
Is
German,
German
in you.
As opposed to the little Polish I usually get?
Of decent sized Polish.
Average size. Above average.
Well, you've had that many guys that you know what the average is.
The internet tells you what an average dick size is.
And you believe everything you read on the internet?
Absolutely. The internet would never lie. My God.
Jesus. So you don't know what triggers that. It's just plain old seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
Say.
And it gets earlier every year. And, of course, it started getting warmer earlier this year, so my allergies started earlier. It used to be like the end of May to the beginning of July. Then it would get the beginning of May till the middle of July. And now it's been like this since the beginning of April.
But it got hot past week, and you seemed okay. You just seemed sneezy.
The
past couple of days, though, it's cooled down a bit, and now you're all, oh, woe is me. My nose is stuffed. I'm sneezing. I don't know. Well, your eyes aren't red or anything. What else? What are your symptoms besides the sneezing?
And a whiny-ass husband. A hypochondriac turning into his fucking mother because, my ear hurts and I'm old. And
a heating pad.
I had to go to the drugstore for a heating pad for Grandpa. It's one that plugs into the wall. He's not even 40.
My back was bothering me for 2 days.
God. Suck it up, Buttercup. No. Grandpa's got to have his Robaxis set and a plug-in heating pad.
I'm old and I'm gathering sicknesses and aches and pains.
You are a hypochondriac just like your mother. Unbelievable.
You
have ennui.
The flight back from our Hawaii trip, which we'll get into later. On the plane, coming back to Vancouver, I pick up a sore throat or something on the plane. We land. We go to land. My ears aren't popping. It's painful descending into Vancouver.
That shit happens to a lot of people.
It's never happened to me before.
Ooh.
Anyways, so my ears never pop. Next day or two later, my right ear gets all muffled. It's like the upper registers aren't
okay. Carry on.
Registering.
You're boring me. So keep going.
Anyway, so that my right ear plugged up. Then I move over to my left ear. My right ear cleared up. My left ear's all plugged. And now, like 2 weeks later, I'm still having like clicking noises in my ear when I swallow.
Click your heels, Dorothy.
And I had a huge like pink. I have pink eye now.
You don't have pink eye.
Well, I don't.
Have pink.
My eye was really red a couple days ago.
Yeah, you don't have pink.
And it's a little red now. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was all like goopy in the morning.
Saga.
It was goopy in the morning. There was crusties.
Oh Jesus. Okay, so we've lost like three people that started listening to us. Stop off with the crusties.
If you really loved me.
Okay, I'm not licking them off your dick. I'm not licking them off your eyeball. I'm changing the sheets more often. Fucking hell.
Anyway, so I went to the walk-in clinic today.
Yep.
The one near us is horrible. The wait times are crazy.
That's any clinic around here. It's not
there,
just that one.
They open at 9. I got there like 8:45.
No,
you
left the house at 8:45.
I was there at 8:45. There was like...
No, you left the house at 8:45. I have the timestamp on the security camera. The security camera said 8:47 was when you were going into the garage. So nice
try. Anyways.
8:52.
They opened the doors early, and I was like the seventh person in line. But there was a lineup out there, like there was like some sale going on.
Yay. 2-for-1 prostate exams.
Tickets to like Michael Bublé were going on sale.
Ew. Okay, who's going to line up for Michael Bublé, please? Jesus Christ. Anyway.
All right, so go in there, wait for like 45 minutes. Go in, see the doctor. He like looks at my throat, looks at my eye, looks at my ear in the span of like 10 seconds.
And gives you like, antibiotics.
Oh, yeah, here's your prescription for antibiotics.
All they do. That's all they do at the walk-in clinic is
give prescriptions. Oh, that was quick. Okay, bye-bye. That's the first time I've seen a doctor in like years.
It's been a while.
And so hopefully I'll be better soon. So you can go back to licking my eyeball.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, can we talk about something else now besides our sicknesses? Because I think we've just lost all our listeners.
Okay, well, I mentioned our
Hawaii trip. So let's talk about Maui.
Yeah. After you, Angela.
It was fun.
I need to drink my rum.
Yeah, I'm not drinking because there's no point. I can't taste it, so I'm just having tea.
Tea? This isn't fairly high tea parents.
Fairly sober parents.
We'd be so canceled.
Yeah, right?
Off TV.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We ended up on Chuck.
Chuck TV?
Chuck TV out of
the
Victoria.
Vancouver Island Station?
Fuck.
That is,
oh, my
that is
God.
Like back, that's so local.
I know. It is you so know? Local, like, isn't it?
Like small town USA TV
God.
Station.
So pathetic. Anyway, back to Maui.
As you drink. We were there two weeks ago.
Yeah. We were finishing our trip 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago tonight, we're having a very expensive dinner.
Oh, Jesus. The prices over there.
Oh, my God. Like, I knew the food prices would be high, but holy shit. I think after all is said and done, and we didn't really eat out that much. We had
3 times.
We had a breakfast out. We had
a lunch out.
And
a dinner.
We had a dinner out. We did Costco food a couple times, but that was the most reasonable.
Oh, that was like same prices as here.
Seriously. And then we got like 2 meals out of that for $20.
Kids were over the salad. They don't want to finish it. So we'd have that for lunch.
Oh, don't forget the $24 ice cream on the road to Hannah. Oh, my God. The fish and chips were good.
Dairy-free. Yeah, it's
dairy-free.
Coconut milk.
Yeah, and the only option was 2 scoops for $6. She go, your first scoop, blah, blah, and then, what's your second scoop? Oh, sorry, Hitler.
And she's like, oh, we don't recommend sharing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, aren't you adorable?
So it's like $6 per...
American.
Per
and they weren't even big scoops.
Ugh.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, I decided chili chocolate would have been one of my flavors. What the fuck was
I thinking?
Hot. I don't know. I don't like hot
spicy.
Foods. Like, shit, that fucking, like, my tongue, wow. I was eating Gabby's ice cream just to put it out. She's like, stop eating my ice cream. I know, but mommy's mouth is on fire. I can't remember what my second scoop was. Some coffee-flavored ice cream.
Anyways, we're ahead of ourselves.
I know. So we're kind of jumping all over the place, aren't we? So we land. We landed Maui.
Yeah, pick up the car.
Yeah, we did online check-in with Alamo. So while all the other schmoes on our bus schlepped into the office, and they were all like, "Did you hear them talking about
schlepping?
It? Did you hear? Oh, no. We gotta get off. We gotta get off. And I'm just sitting here going, "Yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah.
And we're standing there, and everyone's grabbing your luggage, and we're like, "Oh yeah, that's our luggage. Let's go. Everyone's scrambling into the office, and we're like, "Oh. Off we go to the lot. You hand paperwork to the guy. He goes over here for the convertibles. And he says,
like,
pick out any convertible. And it was a choice of Camaros and Mustangs.
I booked Mustangs or whatever. I chose Mustang.
Apparently it had a bit more trunk space, which is kind of laughable because I'd hate to see the trunk space on the
Camaro.
We barely
fit our luggage in the trunk.
We barely got it in the car on the way to the condo. So on the way back was even worse. Oh my God.
We got to the car and we couldn't find the keys. Like, what? The guy was looking all over the car, too, for him.
Yeah. And it's a push-button start. Yeah. So he pushes the thing,
and
he's like,
start.
Well, he's like, it starts, so the keys are around somewhere. And eventually you found it under a mat.
Under the driver's seat.
No, passenger side behind you.
Under the driver's seat.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually under the seat.
Yeah,
oh, it was under the mat. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't they just have, like, a normal place? Every single car is where you put your keys. Anyway, whatever. We did it. We put the top down.
Top down, yeah, this is nighttime.
It was nighttime, and it was warm.
And then we got lost at the first turn we took.
Yeah, unfortunately, getting out of the airport was not successful. It took us a few minutes, and then finally we figured it out, and then that was it. We were fine the rest of the time.
Yeah, it was a nice car, great interior.
Yeah, all the
top
bells and whistles.
Top of the line interior.
It was awesome.
It wasn't a 5-liter, though. It was just the...
Well, we did a lot of driving, so I'm kind of glad of that with the gas prices over there, too.
Yeah, Jesus. Again, Costco is cheapest for gas.
Yeah. So we stayed in a condo we rented from a friend of ours.
Yes. I'm being told to hush and not disparage the condo.
Shut up. It's fine. Just stop, okay? It was fine. It needs
censorship on the internet. I won't stand for it.
It needs air conditioning. We were hot. We had the fans going 24/7. But it was fine. It was fine. I mean, it's not like we were there. Probably more than we needed to be because our kids are little and we still put them to bed at a decent hour. It would have been nice to whatever. Anyway, fine. It was fine.
Yeah, it's great. We had a little patio. We're at garden level.
Yeah.
And
looked
back,
into the courtyard.
Like geckos. And these giant snails.
Oh, God.
Huge
shells. It was massive.
I know.
Jesus.
It's not like the ones we get here, the tiny little things.
I thought it was going to just fall off for sure.
These things you won't accidentally step on. You'll be like,
no,
oh, shit.
I'll
walk around
it.
You.
You're going to twist an ankle stepping on this one. So we were in West Maui. That's where we were staying. On west
near
of Maui.
North of Lahaina.
Just like 10 minutes outside of Lahaina, if anyone knows
where
it is.
It's kind of like the middle of Maui almost.
Yeah, I guess, kind of. So it was great. Had a great pool. Excellent beach access.
Beach was like right up front. It's like
husband
right there.
Decided that he loves to snorkel now because he was a snorkeling fool.
Yeah.
Seriously, like
the first set of snorkels I brought was from the bin with all the kids' stuff in it.
And, and he did. He's like,
okay, I'll bring that.
Broken.
Go try that. The goggles are leaking. Yeah. I'm like, oh, damn it. But the next day I found these out on the patio, there was like
the
two sets
size.
Of adult size snorkel gear. So like, oh, sweet.
Oh.
Those work perfectly.
I'm kind of thinking that maybe you should have bought your own snorkel set for when we are in the Caribbean.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I know. Okay. So we drove all over. I mean, we covered a lot of ground
on
the island.
I did a lot of driving.
He did all the driving. I wasn't going to fucking drive that car.
It's automatic.
Automatic has nothing to do with it. It was
big.
It seemed
big to me.
The front end? Holy crap.
Yeah, the front end is like massive.
But the funny thing is, like, this car is long and stuff, but actual interior, like,
the kid's legs are getting a little squished.
Yeah, even mine was like climbing into it, climbing out of it, climbing into it, climbing out of it. And I'm glad we found that trick with the seat because the first couple days we were moving the seats and they moved so slow.
Yeah, so the kids can get in
found
there,
that release.
Found,
that was
release
easier.
Mechanism.
So, you know, we went all over.
All over.
God.
We tried, for the second day, we tried going to some beaches up north. No parking.
No.
We left too late. There was no parking.
Too late.
Drove up, had a look around, came back.
Yeah. Oh, that was when we got the pies at Lotus.
Was that same day? Okay,
Lotus?
Yeah.
I think it was called Lotus Pie Shop or something.
Yeah, expensive pies, but they were all right.
It was good.
They lasted
for like two
desserts.
Yeah. It was expensive dessert. I think we spent like, what, $28
on
those?
Everything's expensive.
I know. Everything's expensive. Let's just blanket statement. There you go. You don't need to know anymore.
First day we were there, we went to this place called Slappy Cakes. it's like...
kind of like a glorified IHOP.
What do you call those Japanese places?
The teppanyaki.
It's like that, except you have
pancakes.
You have this grill at your table.
Yeah.
And you can make your own pancakes.
You choose a flavor of a pancake in a squirt bottle.
They bring you a squirt bottle.
And then you can have toppings and whatever else to go with it.
We got that for the kids. Chocolate pancakes.
We had more fun because we were doing all the designs. They tried to, but we got a little overzealous with some of the designs.
Kids liked it. We had some.
Oh, God, that Mondo burrito, breakfast burrito I had. Yeah. Like, holy crap.
What the hell did I have? Benedict or something?
I don't remember.
It was pretty good, though.
It's fucking expensive breakfast.
Oh, $50 for breakfast? That's crazy.
Yeah, stupid. $4 apple juice. It was more expensive than the coffee. And the coffee wasn't that great.
The produce that they grow there is still expensive.
Oh, my God. What's with $1.59 a pound bananas? That's stupid. We don't pay that here. They were not only were they growing there, they were growing 10 feet from our lanai. They were in the fucking courtyard. If I had a ladder, I would have grabbed those bananas.
Green up in the trees.
Jesus Christ. Why are they $1.59 a pound?
Stupid. I don't know.
I could stuff in my butt and brought them home. Yeah, you know, like a pineapple at Costco, $2.49.
But yeah, you'll willingly put a banana up there.
No, it's soft.
Just to save $1.50.
Yeah, that's my couponing heart.
You have a coupon for your butthole?
One day we went south and went down to Kihei and Wailea. Found this awesome beach. Like, you had to follow the map because it's not like... like, it's out of the way, you think you're lost, and then you're not.
There was this Maui travel guide in the condo.
Oh, that was your Bible for the rest of
the
week.
Yeah, Bible, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, everywhere we went, that book went with us. Yeah.
So we went down.
Surprised it didn't make it in our suitcase.
Beach. The area was like the fancy schmancy place.
Oh, yeah.
Hotels and the expensive
Grand Wailea.
Place.
Yeah. $500 a night hotels.
Yeah, so we found this beach, super soft sand, almost red.
Yeah,
sand,
it was.
Almost red sand.
It was a quite pinky.
Very soft. Lots of coral around there. It was good for snorkeling.
Kids and I had fun in the water. It was a lot of good swimming there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, the dog? Remember the dog?
As soon as we get there, our youngest breaks off to go to the beach, and this dog comes out of nowhere and just tries to play with her, like to lick her and kiss her. And, of course, she freaks the fuck out. So she comes running to me, and I'm like, and the poor lady with the dog, she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah, like, we have a big dog here.
Right.
Like, I don't know why our kid's freaking out.
And she just felt so bad, and turns out this couple was from Toronto. So we were having a nice little chat about that. And she felt so bad. She's like, I'll put him on a leash. I'm like, no, don't do that. There's nothing wrong with him. He was such a sweetheart. He was like lying in the sand.
It wasn't like a pit bull.
He was such a sweetheart. And I was like, no, please don't do that. So we all have to share the beach. It's not a big deal at all. Not at all. Please don't. No. Because I felt bad. I'm like, God, don't put a leash on him. And there's nothing wrong with him. My kid's being a weirdo. I mean, I can see you're little and this dog just comes right out. But all he wanted to do was kiss and play. And she just freaks the fuck out. So, yeah. More about her freaking the fuck out about a lot of shit lately. Like the loose tooth from yesterday. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the snorkeling was good there. lots of different fish.
Yeah.
I so wish I had a harpoon or something so I could catch some fish.
Oh, what are you going to do with that?
Like doing Survivor.
Yeah, okay. And what would you have done with it? Brought it back? And well, we had nothing to put it in. So flopping around in the car.
I smell up the car.
Oh.
Oh, this.
The vomit.
Sorry, side note. I was delivering this package to this fishing excursion place on my route. And I don't know. I think maybe they're bag holding whatever's inside this box broke open. It smelled like dead fish.
Oh.
It smells so bad.
Ooh, it's like Shark Week.
I know. Every time I went in the back, it was like,
oh, it smells like my wife's dirty pussy on Shark Week.
It's not better than that.
Fuck you. Stop playing with that thing. You're annoying me.
Yeah, anyways, whatever. I got rid of that and it stunk. So after that beach, we went to this Cheese, yeah, mall or some.
Yeah, you'd Google this place called Cheeseburger in Paradise. We're like, oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, something like cheeseburger.
So there we are coming from the beach. Like, we just threw our clothes, our shorts and tank tops. Yep. Stop. Seriously, stop blowing it. You're fucking annoying me.
Sorry. Jesus.
Right over our bathing suit. So my tank top is actually wet from the top of my bathing suit. Yeah. My shorts, the kids' shorts are wet. And we get to this mall. It's gated. It's pay parking. You're like, okay, well, I guess we'll go in. Tiffany.
Yeah.
Cartier. I'm like, oh, we so don't belong here.
And that fancy cookie store.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I can't three tiny little cookies.
Are you seriously thinking about buying cookies there?
Like, kind of.
Oh, jeez.
Just, I felt so bad. We looked so schleppy, and they were just such a nice store. Yeah.
The kids were all over the free samples.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't have any.
Get into my mouth.
Because I was so fucking full from lunch, and I was drunk. Done, my ties. So anyway, so we get in, we find this restaurant, and yeah, it was a good lunch. It was good lunch.
Yeah.
You had one Mai Tai. I had two.
We had burgers. Kids. Oh, the fucking kids.
Oh, God. We got to stop
so
feeding them.
So picky. Gwen's like, I'll have a cheeseburger. Yeah, okay, right. So we get this, like, two cheeseburger sliders, right, for the kids. They eat, like, half of it. They pull it apart. I'm like, yeah. Dude, why do you order this shit if you don't eat it?
Oh, God. That was a recurring theme, too.
Fucking kids. And we had Mai Tais.
Yeah, I got well. Drunk. Yeah. That was fun. They were big drinks, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm a tiny little woman.
That bill was, what, $75 for lunch?
Canadian, it was $107.
It was like $8
Mai Tais. $8.75.
Remember when we went to Hawaii, like 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Found dollar Mai Tais.
Dollar Mai Tais.
In Waikiki.
We got slammed for like $6. It was awesome. That wouldn't even buy one.
What happened?
I don't know. Did you know they tore down the international market in Honolulu?
That giant place that we went to?
No, not the mall. Not Alamo. No. Oh. No. The international market was like the one in the middle of Waikiki where you kind of bartered and it was like a little market.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they tore it down.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay. But I think that's where our Mai Tai place was in there, maybe. You're not thinking of the Galleria, the DFS Galleria?
No, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, maybe, actually, you know what? It might have been the ground floor of that. Anyway, huge digression.
Sorry.
yeah, so that was $107 Canadian when the bill came in on the credit card.
Oh, Jesus.
Awesome. Most expensive lunch. That was Wednesday. So that night we had our luau. Oh. Talk about expensive, $214 US. Fuck me in the ass. Not worth it. So it was at...
So you let big corporations fuck you in the ass, but you won't be fucking ass.
So it was at like what, the Hyatt or the Marriott or something?
Or something.
First of all, like we were in the wrong area for parking. I don't know, got shuttled off, and then finally we found
parking. Parking lot's shitty.
We got literally the last spot because the parking lot was so fucking tiny.
We had to shoehorn our way
into
the spot.
Oh, because no one knows how to park in Maui, and no one knows how to drive because apparently signals are those funny sticks on the side of your fucking steering wheel that aren't used for anything. The only people that signal in Maui are tourists. That's how you know. It's either they don't signal or they signal 5 blocks in advance. And you know what? The highway, fuck you fuckers. You wouldn't make it a day in Vancouver.
You're so slow on the highway.
Oh, my God.
The speed is like super low.
It's a good thing. You know what? Seriously, it's a good thing that I didn't drive that car. Because I was the one.
You'd break the horn.
I would break the car. I would have been zipping in and out of traffic. And I'm the one telling my husband, move over here, move over there. And he gets pissed off, which I totally get. I mean, I'm a total backseat driver. But I was like, gesturing over, you know. But oh my God,
lots
Jesus
of gesturing,
Christ.
Lots of fingers up in there.
Fucking hell, people of Maui, learn to drive and learn to fucking park. Unbelievable.
The spot seemed a little small in Maui too.
You know what? They really did, and the car was not that big. Even in the condo, like fucking hell.
I like the backup camera on that car.
Oh, that was awesome.
When you turn the wheel, it'll show you the path that you'll take.
Yeah.
If you keep the wheel in that direction or whatever.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So the luau. Oh, okay. So we get in. Huge lineups to get in.
Huge lineup.
Separate us into different lines.
Jesus Christ.
We get in. We're like sitting by the door, the exit door.
Yeah.
Cohen, there's a table full of fruit punch for the kids and a table full of Mai Tais for the adults.
Watered down, horrible drink.
No, I'll get to that.
Okay.
So we sit down, and there's this family of I don't know. I want to say maybe Filipino.
Yeah, but clearly they lived there because they knew that the one of the hosts.
One of the waitresses.
And the daughter was celebrating her like 25th birthday or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was her birthday. So
yeah, so sat down, had our drinks, drank those quickly.
The
waiter was all right. The waiter was pretty nice.
Yeah,
I guess.
He was
handy.
Yeah, he was good.
He brought by some trays of drinks too.
Yeah. I was two-fisting in at one point.
Yeah.
This is all included with the ticket price.
It was an open bar and a buffet. So I went up to the open bar. There was a couple, like two bartenders there. Go up, order some vodka tonics.
Yeah.
He pours them. He like pours them.
Yeah.
You know, when you pour a drink and you have that little spouty on the alcohol. We learned this on our last Disney cruise.
Yeah, we did.
You pour it for 4 seconds, and that's an ounce.
Yeah.
Which is like one shot, right?
He was a good bartender.
This guy's pouring it for 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's like half
all the
an
drinks
ounce.
Were 2 seconds. I'm like, fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But because he's probably under orders to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, whatever. Fault. Get two of those. Drink those. Go back later. Get another two.
Yeah.
Tip him a couple bucks.
Oh, and then the guy who was coming around with drinks, trays of drinks, too. Because you came down after the... Got to the table after your first round there, and you're like, where'd that drink come from? Oh, that nice man over there. So I was doing a Blue Hawaiian as well as a vodka.
Yeah. That obviously, I didn't get hosed because they're fucking weak drinks, and I had to drive.
And yeah, it wasn't really worth it. The dinner itself.
Dinner was decent.
It was all right.
The pork.
The pig was amazing.
Oh, it was a whole
amazing.
Pig. It was a whole pig. I was up waiting in line
yeah,
for the bar.
Yeah, we walked by our table.
We walked by, right? All these guys are carrying this pig.
Yeah.
It was like this a ceremony or something. They're walking by
the
whole room with this pig.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I guess they butchered that up. And
it was awesome. But
very moist, juicy.
Oh, God.
Flavor
smoky
was really good.
Flavor.
Yeah, smoky
oh,
flavor.
I could have just had
great.
Plates and plates of that fucking pig.
There's lots left over, too.
God. Oh, don't tell me that. I want more pig. We've got to figure out how to fucking roast a pig in our backyard. Dude, it was so good. So good. Oh, my God. I can
you can't
taste
have open
it.
Fires in Surrey, apparently.
Fuck
so.
Surrey. I can fucking taste that pig in my mouth right now. Oh, my God. Oh.
You're the one usually calling me a pig.
Oh, so good. So good. See, the thing about it is we were in the ballroom of this Hyatt Marriott, whatever
it was. Just a ballroom. It wasn't like on the beach or
so
whatever.
It didn't feel like a legitimate luau.
No, not really.
That was very disappointing.
I mean, they had a show. They had all these dancers.
Was great.
They had hula lessons.
Yeah, so the kids went up. That was awesome.
Kids,
both of them went up. You got really good shots
of
that.
Yeah, they were like hulaing. Hulaing?
Hula dancing. Gabby was not very good. Gwen was trying to follow.
Gwen's pretty good.
Gwen was pretty good. Yeah, poor Gabby was a little confused. It's all right.
So that the whole show was all these different dancers. Because
they were in the front row, too.
I think the men put on a better show.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're doing all their...
Holy crap. Man, and you know...
Look at my muscles.
It wasn't the muscles. You know I was looking
at
their
skirts. Look at my
loincloth. You know I was looking at those claws.
Was that Indian?
You know I was looking at those. Because I just want... Every time the men were out, I was like...
Come on. Come on, Stiff Breeze.
Come on, Stiff Breeze. Come on, Stiff Breeze. God, that was the only time I wished I was in the front row of those shows.
You might throwing money at them.
Seriously, right? Make it rain, boys. I want to see. Oh, man, there were some pretty men there. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, they were delicious.
The women were all right.
A little skinny.
What was that one with that wasn't wearing a top, but she had, like, hair?
Yeah.
Covered her
And I bet you were waiting for a Stiff Breeze to come along and blow her hair away.
Oh, there's
probably had
it somewhere.
She probably had it like taped down or something, so that wouldn't happen.
Probably.
Yeah, they probably had their junk.
Yeah, there's
tied
no breeze because it's inside. It's no
That's the other thing, right? And of course, was it inside? Is that how they do it, or was it because it was raining that night?
Honestly, the outside area wouldn't fit everybody.
Well, it wouldn't because eventually at the very end of the show, we went to the outside area for the fire show. And we were all crowded in there like sardines. So I don't know how they
would,
could have done.
Yeah, they couldn't do dinner and all stuff up there.
The fire show was okay. It wasn't very long.
It wasn't very long. It was pretty good, though, but
it was
not
good,
long,
but not long. But then, you know, everyone crowded in there. So the kids, like...
The kids are like, I can't see.
I can't see. I wouldn't
pick
go.
Me up.
Oh, fuck off.
Fucking kids. Why do we have kids?
I don't know.
We love you, children.
Yeah, sure.
If you listen to this from years from now, because, you know...
We
on
love
the,
you, mommy and
lives,
daddy
lives
love
forever
you.
On the internet.
Faye. We love you.
Oh, so that was that night.
Yeah, that was that night.
The road to Hana.
That was Thursday.
OMG.
We did that Friday. Was that Thursday?
I don't know. It doesn't, whatever.
Oh, fuck, I don't. Did we do it that day?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, anyway, the road to Hannah. Oh,
whoa, this
fuck.
Famed road you take to this quaint little village.
Oh, God.
Bullshit!
Bullshit, bullshit. We left early like they said. Great. So we are 45 minutes outside of Kahului, which is the main city.
Where the airport is.
On Maui,
Costco
where the
is.
Costco, the airport, Walmart, Big K, everything is there. You basically have to go through Kahului for a lot of shit on this island to get to anywhere else. So we were back and forth from Kahului a lot on this trip. So we go in there to get gas at Costco. We had the kids have the tablets in the car until that point.
I'm bored.
So we pull out of the Costco gas station. Frank figures out where we're going, and I'm like, we should ditch the tablets. And he's like, okay, just a bit longer, right? We are not even 5 minutes outside of the Costco.
It was like 3 minutes.
Yeah. And Gabby goes, I think I'm going to puke. And then she does. We're in a rental car. She had Fruit Loops for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, colorful.
Blue. It was mostly blue. That's
Technicolor yawns.
Jesus fuck. We got out. So we pull like right at the side of the road. Nice big pull out.
Yep.
Some fucker honks at us. We both give him the finger. Here's your fucking aloha, asshole.
Hang loose. Oh, sorry. Wrong finger.
Yeah. Cunt.
Oh, I'm out of room. Oh. Here, keep it going. I'll be right back.
All right. So, yeah. So the poor kid has puked down her clothes on the tablet, on the booster seat in the car that we brought with us. That was fun. So basically all our shit got covered in puke and a little bit, I think, on the seatbelt. So we get the poor kid out of the car. We had towels and bathing suits with us because the original plan was to swim later on during this trip, which we didn't end up doing. We'll find out why soon. So we get her stripped down into her bathing suit. So now there's a pile of a beach towel and pukey clothes in the back of the trunk. That's awesome. Car smells like puke. Awesome. Get back on the road. So then we're like, okay, tablets away. Yep. Blah, blah,
Look
blah.
Look at the scenery.
Look at the scenery. We came all this way here. Let's go.
Gabby and the roof? Gabby never wanted the roof down.
Gwen wanted it down. Gabby wanted it up. Oh, my God. No, we didn't get a sunroof so that you could just bite me.
Sunroof convertible.
Convertible. Anyway, we put the roof down to air the fucking car out. Jesus. That poor trunk, I'm telling you. Is there a mysterious charge on your credit card from Alamo for like cleaning up puke? Yeah, wait till that comes in.
So this road, oh.
Oh my God.
It's the windiest piece of
narrow.
Shit.
Narrow. Like, I can't even, like, if you people have been on a narrow, windy road, well, good for you, because you haven't, unless you've done the road to Hannah.
This is, like, worse
than
the...
People that think the Malahat and
the Lombard.
And the Whistler and all
what's
that shit.
What's that road in San Francisco? It's, like, really...
Lombard? That's a block.
That's really, like, windy up the hill. What's that called?
Lombard
that's
Street.
Lombard, yeah.
That's a block.
It was worse than that.
This was miles of that.
Miles and...
Miles. Like, it wasn't very hilly.
We were on that road for how long? Like...
Hours.
4 hours, six hours.
Before I made you turn around, because I'm just like, we're done. We can't.
It was full of like one-way little sections.
Yeah, one-way with yields.
Yeah, to be able to see the other yield sign and see if there's cars there.
Across the bridge, always across the
bridge. A lot of bridges, a lot of one-lane bridges.
Jesus Christ. There was, oh my God.
And it was good parts of this trip, of that road was.
All these waterfalls.
A lot of waterfalls to look at.
It was amazing, yeah.
Pictures of. This one area we stopped at.
Yeah. It's awesome. Amazing
had a
waterfall.
A lot of feral cats around.
Yeah, that was funny.
Noticed.
So then, of course.
A couple different stops, yeah.
At one point on this particular stop, Frank's taking pictures. Gwen's with him. Gabby looks. She turns around. She's standing by a picnic table, looking at the cats, just standing there. Next thing I know, she's crying. She's fallen down. She's standing, and she's fallen. And remember, she's in her bathing suit now because she's got nothing else clean.
That's right.
And mud on her ass. And a yellow bathing suit with mud on her ass. So back to the car. Well, we're done there. Take the puke. We took a clean towel. We took the other clean towel. I took corner of that clean towel and wiped the mud off her ass. That was just, fuck, she was having a day.
I swear it's mud.
She was having a day. Oh, my God. We went to the Black Sand Beach.
Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
It was awesome. It was fucking hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
Oh, my God. Like, you're in the middle of the forest, and it's fucking 95 degrees, and there's no breeze, and you're at the ocean, and there's no breeze.
The turnoff to get down there was, like,
super tight. Oh, that was awful. And that was, like,
there was, like, a bunch of tour buses. Like,
we're taking turns trying to get past each car, and, oh, God, that was brutal.
So we got there. Yeah, it was a bit of a walk there. Sand was, like, pebbles, but once you got closer to the water, it turned into more, like, sand.
And of course, Gabby's in her bathing suit. Yeah. She's like, "I'm going swimming."
Yeah, the kids loved it. Kids love all the beaches there.
Yeah, yeah.
The lava tubes there, which is like these caves carved out by lava.
That was
whatever.
Awesome. Like, that's kind of cool. Those.
Yeah.
Going through those, but you know what? I think we both commented the beach was small.
It was a little small. Yeah.
What the fuck is with you people and your trash? Whatever you pack in, pack the fuck out of the beach. Like, don't leave your garbage on the beach. You fucking pigs! Like, seriously, pick your shit up, American. It's Americans, obviously. Let's say it's not the Canadians doing this shit. It's the Americans.
It's people who regularly hang out there, right?
Exactly. Pick your fucking shit up and throw it out. God damn it.
It's busy there, too. Right? There's like this little island outcrop or whatever. There's a bunch of like teenagers up there hanging out, like jumping off.
Just waiting for them to die. Oh, that's fine. I think it was around this time that we were no, it wasn't. It was before the Black Sand Beach was the coconut.
Because,
like, there's nothing on this road. Like, you are, if you haven't brought, you better have gas. Because you better have a full tank. Because if you run out of gas, have fun. Have fun with that. If you're hungry, good luck to you. You are at the mercy of these roadside stands. So that was this. First was this ice cream stand where we ridiculously overpaid. And 5 minutes down the road were all these, like, think of it like a strip mall, but like really basic huts of food. And it was good. It was great. We, off the back of this, it was a converted bus or something, I guess.
It was like trailer, like a camping trailer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We had fish and chips made with ahi tuna.
Yeah. Ahi tuna is big there.
We
had ahi poke, which is like
it was so good.
Raw tuna with like
ceviche.
Some spices and other stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like onions and whatever. It was really good.
Yeah. We did try to eat like local things that are specific.
Yeah,
to
local stuff.
It was awesome. We had like so much seafood.
You,
it was great.
You had the shrimp ceviche, which was too spicy for you.
It was a bit.
It was a little bit spicy, yeah.
But I still, it was good.
But yeah, we had ahi.
That big
fish
steak.
And chips.
And that was good. You know, that fed the four of us.
Yeah, we just ordered one, and that was good. Yeah.
It was $16, but that fed the four of us after our fucking ice cream. So then it was after lunch that we went to the Black Sand Beach. And so then we get back in the car, and you're going up the windy road, and we're arguing, are we going to get to the seven sacred pools?
Oh, that's the whole goal of my trip out down the shores, to the seven sacred pools. Looked like great photo opportunities and stuff in this Maui guy that was looking at.
Yeah, except he forgot to mention that it was a half-mile hike in, a half-mile hike out, and of course it's like mountain cold water. Yeah. And we're done. I was done at that point, dude. It was already like 2 o'clock. We'd been on this fucking road. We had mud. We had vomit. We had asshole drivers. I'm like, I'm done. Because we're like, how much longer is it going to be the sacred pools? Like, it was at least another 45 minutes down the road.
If we had like a Jeep, we would have gone. Yeah. We would have gone a different way.
We would have gone a different way back.
Not the Hood to Hannah, but a different way.
No, but we didn't.
Would have been faster.
We're like, yeah, we're not going to wreck this Mustang. So we did end up turning around. But of course, it got busier because they tell you to leave early, which we did. So all these fuckers that didn't leave early were coming the other way, and they didn't know the fucking yield.
I know.
Like, dude, we've been driving this road for 6 hours. We know how to do the yield. Oh, my God. How about that one time where we were stuck?
That was the longest day ever.
The guy on the bridge stuck next to us.
Yeah,
no one wanted to move because it was a car stuck next to you. Awesome. Oh my God, so done. But when we got back to the condo, it was like gone 4 o'clock, and we changed into suits and we went in the pool, and oh my God, that water could not have felt better.
Yeah.
Oh,
kids love the pool.
They
loved all the water stuff.
Yeah, they did.
Even though they don't know how to swim.
You know what? They did fine.
Gabby finally was. We had her in this pink floaty thing.
Yeah.
She finally floated on her own.
Oh, what was that like on the last day?
Without crying or whining. Yeah, the last day. Without crying or whining. I'm like,
and then she went and kissed the boy in the pool, and he hit her. Remember that little boy that was in the pool? That she was falling around for a while, and all of a sudden she leaned over and kissed him, and he smacked her because he didn't want to be kissed. So his grandma got mad at him because he smacked a girl. And we got mad at her because she's like, don't kiss a boy, you if he doesn't want you to kiss him. God, we're talking about the same kid who will lift her skirt up and show the boys her underwear at school.
I thought she didn't like guys.
Oh, she loves boys.
She doesn't like the male teachers she gets as subs.
Yeah, well, they learned their lesson.
She
and didn't
rarely
send a
kisses
sub.
Me goodnight.
No, she likes the boys. She has boyfriends. Right. She likes the boys. Let me tell
like
you. She
Max.
Bats her eyelashes and she likes
Max,
them.
Max, who's the other one? In
Carter.
Class? Max
she loves Carter.
Oh, really?
And there's other boys in her class. Oh, yeah. She likes the boys. Wow. Yeah.
So that was that day.
Yeah. And then there was.
From hell.
Haleakala.
The big mountain. The huge,
awesome.
Giant mountain, 10,000 feet up.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite day.
Yeah, it was a good
Besides
day.
Besides the Kihei day.
You started going up this mountain and it wasn't hot. It was a cool down. It was nice.
Yeah.
Top down.
Yeah.
You
steep.
Could go just steep out. It was windy,
steep
but not
windy.
As windy as Hannah. Yeah. You get some speed going some places.
Oh, except when you're stuck behind the dumbass in the red Mustang. Fuck.
Oh, that guy.
God. Oh, my God. Fuck, I want to punch that asshole. Well, eventually lost him because all of a sudden, around 4,000 feet, Gwen says, I think I'm going to puke. Oh, my God. Not again.
So
I don't have a towel.
We pull over just in case.
Yeah.
And she was fine.
She was fine. We got some fresh air, got her some water. We put the top down at that point because it wasn't down.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. It was cloudy.
Yeah.
Cool.
The kids
it was like it was like back being back home.
Yeah, it was. You know, and of course we got the temperature in the car, and it keeps dropping and dropping.
Yeah, it is dropping.
We had all brought pants and sweatshirts.
Yeah, I made sure everyone had their running shoes on.
Yeah, but you
clothes.
Know, I mean, the coldest it was like what 10 Celsius. 12 Celsius.
Yeah,
we're
something
like
that.
This is fine.
That's fine.
There's other people at the top. We're like, oh, and we're like, yeah, we're Canadian. This is good. I'm good. I just needed a sweatshirt. I'm
yeah,
good.
It was nice drive up there.
Yeah.
Greenery everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a section of trees which was like covered the whole road.
Oh, and it smelled like lavender.
Yeah, lavender trees are right up there.
Oh, so nice.
It's very nice.
$15 fee.
Yeah, park fee.
Which if we'd gone to the Seven Sacred Fools.
The fools.
They also charge 15 and that admission gets you into both
of both,
those.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, whatever.
Oh, well, Angela.
Oh, well. Well, get a Jeep next time. I told you to get a Jeep. Anyway, so there was some great lookouts at like 9,700 feet and 99 and 10,000. There was some.
I wish it wasn't as cloudy.
I know.
You get some better views up
there.
You
know what? I'm glad then that we didn't get up super early to see a sunset because you might not have seen a sunset.
Yeah.
Or a sunrise, I mean. Because it was a super cloudy day on that part of the island.
Man, fucking mosquito bites on my legs.
What the
Jesus.
Hell? Because, of course, by the time we got back down and we were in Kahului to get gas again at Costco, it was fucking 85 degrees.
I know, huge temperature difference, right?
No wonder we came back sick. Yeah.
Then we went to dinner. Was it the day after or same day?
I'm getting my days mixed up.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So we went to dinner on our last day there.
And well.
Well, second last day.
I guess it was. Yeah, because we didn't leave
we
Maui
just,
until like 10 o'clock.
Chilled for the last day at condo.
Yeah, so on the Saturday, our last full day.
Yes.
Although technically we had another full day since we were on the tarmac till almost midnight the next night.
Fuck.
But that's in the story coming up. Yeah, so we're like, okay, you know what? We've almost eaten through all of our food. We're not going to go to the store again. What's wrong? We'll treat ourselves to a nice dinner out. The food that we have will be our lunch for our last day. And
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
What did we buy? We had a tuna steak we bought.
Yeah, we bought tuna steaks,
really
the
good.
Pokies we had. That Costco
the
pizza.
Those pink buns. They were
all guava.
What were they? Guava?
Guava. They were all right.
They didn't taste like much. Really.
No.
They're kind of gross.
Yeah.
They were a little dry. A little dry.
Milk was super expensive. It was like $3.50 for a 2-liter carton.
Oh, my God.
$3.50 American for a 2-liter carton. Oh, my God. Fuck me.
Because
we couldn't fit. The fridge was too small because we couldn't fit a gallon of milk in there.
We bought
the Costco
beer,
pizza.
24 beer?
Oh, we bought 24 beer at Costco because it was $23.69.
We were like chugging this shit on like the last day.
We just left two.
We left like a couple behind.
We left two. That's it. We left. We did our best because we had two bottles of wine and we'd had previous
two. That was a lot. I'm not a huge beer drinker.
I'm no.
It
was
fills
just,
me up too much. Like,
well,
man,
the other thing was like all the hard alcohol, the bottles were too big. So
yeah,
you
and
know
there was
we
no
would
deal.
Have left that behind. And
there wasn't much of a deal for the hard alcohol.
No, it was a good deal. The
well,
bottles
at the Costco,
were too big.
Yes,
at
the Costco.
Costco.
Was. But yeah, they're all giant bottles.
They were all, we could not have had that. We would seriously, like liver failure. We could not have drunk that. And we can't bring it home because it's over the allowance.
The
so annoying.
I'll call it the airport, the duty free. It was like same price as it was here. It's no deal.
It's not much of an international airport because most of the flights just go to the west coast of the U.S. and basically Vancouver. Yeah. So there's not really much like, need for like duty-free.
Smallest alcohol duty-free section.
Oh, my God. It was two shelves.
It was, like
two, it was sectioned two, off like two in small, the store.
Two bookcases of like pretty much of like rum and vodka. And, that's
and cigarettes and some cigarettes. That was about it. That was sad. Anyway, so we go out for dinner. My husband looks online. Oh, blah, blah. Oh, this one sounds good. Seafood. $2
signs. $2 signs. Not three.
No, $2 signs. So like, back home.
Moderate price.
We're thinking.
Moderately priced.
Yeah. So to us, $2 signs would be like what? $15, $20 entrees, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
So we get there, drive by it, looking for parking.
What's it called again?
Oh, God.
I want to say it's
Hanu?
Hanu. Hanu, yeah.
Hanu?
H-O-N-U. Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was in Lahaina. So right next door, so there's the restaurant, there's a restaurant next to it, and then there's free valet parking.
Yeah.
Okay, that probably should have been a
first clue.
We got the free valet parking.
Plus tip.
Well, I mean, of course you're going to tip. You know you're going to tip. You only tip
So this restaurant was like right on the beach.
Yep. We pretty much snagged.
We didn't get window seats or whatever.
But the restaurant was quite small, so most tables had a good view. It was busy. We got basically the last table for four.
Yeah.
So we sit down. Great. Look at the menu. Oh, fuck me. Wow.
Entree starting at like $25.
No, starting at $35. Oh, yeah. Appetizers were $25. Fuck me.
At least they had
hard.
A kid's menu.
Yeah, kids menu, $14, including their little dessert. Fine. So we got that was fine. Whatever. Drinks. Hey, no one forced us to drink the $13.75 martinis, a $14 martinis.
That's insane.
But we had one each anyway because, well, we're already down the rabbit hole. So might as well see where it goes.
Goes into debt.
So I had, mine was really good. It was the Dungeness crab mac and cheese made with truffle oil and black truffles.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And it was deep fried. Oh, fuck me, it was good. My poor husband. Now, if you've ever been out to a restaurant with my husband, he's always the last one to order because he picks like he has to look at the whole menu, like back to front, front to back, and then he'll be like, okay, I've narrowed it down to 5 million choices. Okay, I've narrowed it down to 15 million choices. No, seriously, but he's almost every time.
I have like three choices.
Usually have like three choices.
Yeah.
This is the funny thing. He didn't want the mac and cheese because I was having it.
Yes.
And this is just the stupidest thing. Just have it. Who cares if I'm having
it?
I
have some of yours.
But the thing was, you didn't like your entree, so you should have just ordered your own.
He wanted the pork shank
osso buco.
Yes, that's it.
And they were
whatever that
out.
Means. Oh, we're out. Oh, we.
And
out
you
of
should have seen his little face drop.
Like, oh, fuck me.
And I went to the waitress. I said, "It's okay. My husband always has a backup." And I said to you, "I said, what's your backup?" And you went, "I don't have one."
I asked her about the cash of the day.
Oh my God! It was
the
just
snapper or something.
Which is
some
cheap.
Sort of snapper. She's like. Oh, that's $75.
$79.
Fuck that.
Thank God you said no to her.
No fish is worth that money.
No.
So like, oh.
So then she sort of recommended a dish
to
you.
Yeah, some other fish dish. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, I'll have the whatever. It was like some sort of white fish or something.
It was a decent dish.
With quinoa. Turkish quinoa, whatever the hell that is.
It was
like,
a decent dish.
Fine, I'll have that.
It wasn't what you wanted.
He
was so disappointed.
I never order fish. Unless it's fish and chips, I never order fish. Because I know what fish tastes like.
I know. You were so disappointed.
So bummed out.
He should have had the mac and cheese with me.
I had some real mac and cheese.
He did.
I had some of the kids' mac and cheese.
I couldn't finish it, so it's a good thing that you
were so hungry.
Was
that some sort of bread thing?
Oh my God, I've got to make that. It was the chickpeas.
Oh, they're like
it was
the
deep roasted
chickpeas.
I pinned a recipe. The kids loved it. We loved it. I was like, oh, I got to make these at home.
I buy chickpeas a lot because I make my own hummus, right?
So we always have chickpeas on hand. So I could have totally got to make that. Yeah.
We probably have a can still. Right? Maybe. I don't know.
No, actually, I need to go buy more. So.
It was a nice experience. The kids were okay. They weren't out of hand.
No. $170 U.S. before tip. And then, of course, it's a fancy restaurant, and you don't want to seem chintzy, so we give a nice tip. The total bill, when it was on my credit card,
$155.
The second most expensive meal we've ever had.
The first one being your
30th
birthday.
Chin-chin.
The chin-chin.
That was $310.
You just had to order the rosé champagne.
$75
Champagne, $75.
It was my 30th birthday. I was taking it really hard.
You seem to take that harder than your 40th.
I know. I think I just accomplished more.
Whatever. I'll muff dive this drink.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm a muff diver.
I get the cream all over my face and chug it.
I did. And I have it on film. Several people have it on film.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Whatever. Anyway, so on our last day, we were at the beach.
I know, the condo, the beach.
The pool.
We saw
a turtle.
A turtle.
Right at the, like,
the
not.
The day before, a couple days before, I saw a turtle in the same beach when I was out snorkeling, right?
Yeah. And you saw one that morning, too, I think, when you were snorkeling.
No, you didn't. So, anyways, I'm in from snorkeling. We're just hanging
out
at
the shore.
Shallow end.
We're very shallow end.
And I see this dark
shadow
form moving along the water, under the water there. I'm like, is that a rock? Oh, shit, it's moving. I'm like, turtle, Angela, turtle. And you scream your little head off.
Ah! It's going to eat me.
It's got nunchucks and pizza.
And it goes by me, and I'm like, that's so cool. Oh, my God, it's going to eat me. That's so cool. And the kids were, like, right on the shore at that point, so they missed
it.
But they were like,
out.
Turtle, turtle.
Not as much to you, though.
No, they didn't. They didn't really see it. That was pretty awesome. I was like, where the hell is this thing going? Doesn't he know how shallow he is? Jesus.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a highlight.
Yeah. And so, our flight that night was supposed to depart at... Oh, pardon me. Just after 10 o'clock Maui time, 10 p.m. So we left the condo.
Worst section. This part is like, I don't know if it's like up there has been as worse as the Hana drive.
It was annoying.
I don't know which is worse. But
it's
a tie.
Yeah.
The Hana drive and this fucking flight.
End of the trip. So we left the condo shortly after 5 o'clock, even though the flight was at 10, because we wanted to get something to eat. So we were stopped at Subway by our condo. We finally got some shave ice.
That was decently priced, actually.
Actually, the Subway was very decently priced.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, better than here. Stopped for shave ice, which unfortunately melted really quickly, and the girls got all pissy, and I ended up drinking it, and fuck me, I thought I was going to throw
up,
too.
It was so fucking sweet.
We ended up throwing up some of it on the side of the road. So by the time we have to put a bit more gas in the car because you got to send it back with a full tank. Yeah. So again, Costco, we'd looked online to see what time to close because it was a Sunday night. We were there about a half hour before it closed. Great. Then trying to figure out where the car rental drop off. Basically, you have to go through the airport
and do a whole big loop of it.
We figured it out. We get there. There's a whole line of cars. And we're like, oh, fuck.
It seemed chaotic at the time.
But it wasn't. They knew what they were doing. You get out of the car and they just do a quick thing. And then they're like, how was the service? Yeah. Was the service good? I was like, it was fine. What can we do to improve? I'm like, seriously, it was great.
I was like, give us a few money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, your shuttle's over there. Make sure you've got everything. So they pointed us in the right direction of the shuttle. Went over there. The shuttle was like 30 seconds later after we got there.
That's all the good part of it.
That was fine.
Lineups were all right. They weren't that huge.
All right. Yeah.
Keep running into Gabby's new boyfriend.
Oh, fuck that little Chinese kid.
he's riding on this luggage.
Yeah.
With wheels on. Like it was like it made.
Like it was a car.
It was made to be ridden on by kids.
I guess.
Kid.
I don't know.
Strange.
And he had a fucking cough that he gave to my kid. God, don't you ever.
We shouldn't let
mouth?
Them make out, you know.
Yeah, right. Check-in
she
was
probably
a
got
slow.
Yellow fever.
Oh, God, yeah, right. Check-in was a little slow, but we got there in the end. That was fine.
And as we got on planes, fine, whatever.
Security line was a bit long, whatever.
The delay, we had a delay
God.
While we're on the plane.
Yeah, so we all get on the plane.
They
disconnect
the gangway?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Yeah, gangway.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, power goes out.
Yeah, the whole plane's plunged into darkness. I'm like, oh.
So this pilot comes on. It's like, we had a problem with auxiliary power. We're going to reconnect with the gangway to get the power back. We'll be right with you in a couple minutes.
An hour and 20 minutes we were on
the
tarmac.
Another 10 minutes later, it comes on. Okay, so we need to reset some of our systems because they faulted because of the power loss. We're on satellite phone with, it was like Toronto or somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it should be about another 15 minutes before we get underway.
Fucking liars.
Oh. Were they sitting there for how long?
Flight was supposed to leave at 10 after 10. And I looked online later on when we got home. It left at 11:18. At the time that we were there, so we were on Air Canada. There was a WestJet flight.
Air Canada Rouge.
Air Canada Rouge.
Rouge.
There was a WestJet flight to Vancouver as well at the same time that was supposed to leave 45 minutes after us. It left before we did. There was a Hawaiian Airlines flight that, while we were sitting there, and this was already after the delay had started, pulled up, deplaned, pulled out. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. So already a long overnight flight was even longer. We got
I got no sleep.
No sleep. The kids got about 3 hours.
Oh, the movies on these flights?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They were like 20 years old.
And they don't have in-flight entertainment.
The newest movie they had was the Amy Schumer movie.
Eat that cunt, bitch.
I can't remember what it was called.
Fucking whore
cunt. I watched that. It was, eh.
Fat whore. Train wreck. She is a fucking train wreck. Cunt.
What? Why don't you like her? She's a comedian.
She's a fat fucking waste of space. She's not funny.
She's got a chubby face.
She's got a chubby everything, and she's got a fucking retarded sense of humor. She's a dumb
Anyways,
cunt.
I watched that on the way to Hawaii. The way back, I watched Swingers, which is like fucking 20-something years old.
You know what? If I wanted to sleep.
I almost fell asleep watching.
I should have.
I should have fallen asleep. I should have fallen asleep after that.
I should have watched that movie because 20 years ago when it came out, I fell asleep watching it.
It was who's in it? Was
Vince Vaughn and
Vince
Fat
Vaughn.
Guy. What's
like,
his name?
He talks totally different now than he did before.
Okay, anyway, we're getting off track.
Sorry.
So we landed.
That was
we're supposed
a dumb
to land at like
movie.
6:30. We landed at 7:20 and blah, blah, blah.
No sleep. Kids had lots of sleep.
No, they didn't. They
well,
had
they
3
slept.
Hours.
Yeah, well, at least they slept.
Yeah, you don't care.
I
you were sitting
a,
with them.
I caught a sore throat on the plane.
Oh, my God. Poor
and
you.
Again, this is what leads into all this other sickness that we talked about before.
Oh, my God. So we get home. Finally, we'll pick the dog up. Have some Tim Hortons for breakfast. Pick the dog up. We get home at like 9:45.
We crash
and
for
go
like
to
4 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah, at like 1
the
o'clock.
Kids were up,
like,
though. They didn't go to sleep.
They didn't go to sleep until that night.
I don't know how they do
We put them to bed or like just after 7 because we're like, you got school in the morning.
I was off.
That day.
That's right.
You
glad I was off the day.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not doing an overnight flight if I can help it. Oh, it was brutal. Just because I can't sleep. And I paid for the extra leg room. That's what pisses me off the most. I paid for the extra leg room so that we could stretch out and sleep.
I got no leg room. I was against the fucking wall.
I didn't realize that.
That separates
the
first class or the
business class, whatever,
class
premium
class. Between us.
I should have moved us in a couple
room.
Rows.
There's There was no one beside me, though. But
no,
I was in a row three.
Yeah.
There's a guy, no one in the middle, but there was a guy at the end. And we were both, like, sharing the middle seat to put our shit on, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, this is fucking flight.
God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
Damn. Okay, well, we don't have time to talk about much else. It's almost been an hour. Holy crap.
Are you people still awake? Quick,
funny.
Kid stuff.
Funny, what's funny? It's funny.
A Gabby losing her teeth and screaming like she got murdered.
She lost her first tooth finally. Gwen lost hers like fucking when she was like four.
Four, yeah. And it came out really quickly. So her tooth was loose for less than a week. And all of a sudden she's downstairs with my mom yesterday.
Yeah.
And she starts screaming like someone is killing her. Gives my poor mom a heart attack. I'm like, well, that's it. She's going to be dead. I figure Gabby's like seen a fly or a bee because she freaks out at that. So
wait. If your mom died right now, how would you feel?
Sad.
Okay. Just checking. Make sure you're not money grubbing.
No, I got my dad's money coming in. The house is finally for sale. Cha-ching! $1.8 million, lumpy suckers. Cha-ching!
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I get 25% of that. There's cha-ching!
No, there's no house. Open house today, wasn't there?
Yeah, and tomorrow, too.
Did you have your secret lover check it out?
No. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, it's open again tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so she comes running upstairs, and she's totally incoherent, and I finally get her calmed down. I love my tooth. I'm like, where is it? And like, there's this gap, and she's bleeding a little. I'm like, oh, my God, your tooth. And I'm thinking she's freaking out because she swallowed it. She's like, I didn't swallow it. I'm like, you didn't swallow it. Where's it? On the floor. I'm like, what? It's on the carpet. Oh, fuck's sake, kid. So we went downstairs.
Did your mom punch her out? Is that why she lost
exactly.
her tooth?
You're talking too much.
You didn't bring me my
gin
and vodka. Quick enough. Bam.
No, so I did find it on the carpet. And then Gabby was obsessed with cleaning it because, of course, it was still a little yucky stuff on it. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, she's obsessed with cleaning a tooth that's out of her mouth, but not but the teeth that are actually in her mouth still. She
puts the minutest amount of toothpaste on her toothbrush when she brushes teeth. Yeah. I mean, we need to supervise her again.
I know. I know. So then, of course, I put the tooth.
But Gwen, she spits out huge chunks of toothpaste toothbrush. Like today, I wiped off the huge chunk off the sink.
I know. I'm always cleaning that bathroom. You don't have to tell me. So then I go and put the tooth under her pillow like she instructed me to.
She's like, put it on this side.
Yeah. No, she's not. No, she's not. She asked me where I put it, and I told her. And she's like, well, where is it? And I'm like, it's on this side. So then she slept on the other side of her pillow. So then the tooth fairy come in.
She's like, that bitch better not wake me up. Well, she's need my beauty sleep.
Well, she goes to me. She goes, how is it going to come? I'm always awake. I'm like, you're not awake. You sleep. No, my eyes are always open. Yeah, trust me, they're not. That's what she's saying to me at that time.
So you realize she's like that she's asleep for hours before she opens her eyes again.
Oh, my God.
It's like being put under anesthesia. Like, close eyes, right? Open eyes. What happened?
What happened? Did you take my uterus? What's going on? So, of course, the tooth fairy left $2 because, you know,
she's so generous.
I know. And so then I get up this morning and I come downstairs. I'm like, oh, Gabby, did the tooth fairy leave anything? I got a coin. And Gwen pipes up, it's $2. I'm like, oh, great. I said, where is it? She goes, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? It's in my bed.
It's a momentous occasion.
You know what? The thing is, the tooth fairy could have brought a recorder and she would have been just as happy. So fuck the tooth fairy.
Gwen was saying, her friend's school says that if you leave a glass of water out and wish that it changes to a certain color when you have your tooth out, the tooth fairy will change that water into that color.
Fucking pose it. Like a Martha Stewart parents who fucking buying
up
all this
new shit.
Like, fuck you.
They're disturbing the balance of the force.
It's like these people that give $20 goodie bags. Fuck off.
Holy shit. Yeah, Gabby went to party today. She got a kite.
Okay, that was overkill. The bag itself was
fine. What was in the bag?
A candy necklace, bubbles, a glow bracelet.
Okay, so
and
the
some
usual
stickers.
Shit. Okay.
The normal shit.
And a
but
kite.
But then a kite on top of it. Like, you could have done without the kite.
But, you know, now you got to live
or
up.
Just give
you
the
kite. You have
kites.
To live up to that now.
No, I'm stopping goodie bags. We have to draw. A bunch of us at school are like,
line.
That's it. We're done. We're done with goodie bags. Our kids are turning 8.
No, but goodie
we're
bags.
Done.
You're getting baddie bags.
But no
you're
one
getting
wants,
coal.
No one wants to be
hot peppers.
We're all like, shut up. We're all talking a big talk, but so far no one's.
Shut up. Tell me shut up.
It. I tell you shut up all the time.
On my own podcast.
On my own podcast, too.
This is Canada. There's free speech. I can say what I want.
Okay, just shut up because I'm telling a story and you're interrupting and it's rude.
Okay.
Thank you. Like I'm saying, we're all like talking the big talk. Like we're not going to give it back.
I'm sure our listeners want me to interrupt them.
What?
Our listeners would want me to interrupt you.
They'd want you to shut the fuck up because they're tired of listening to you. Just like
it's
I am.
It's been like over an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
I think we've hit a limit.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like, in some way, Gabby lost a tooth. She's all yay. Now she's got a gap in her bottom front teeth.
All right. Okay, well, all our other topics will have to wait till
next
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've tickled your ear holes enough.
We teased them with
our vomit.
Our tickly tongues. Yeah. Licking your lobes and your. What's that?
My teeth
what
still
do you
warm.
Call this piece that,
I don't know.
That's in front of your drum.
I don't know.
Big floppy piece.
I don't know.
Anyways, we hope we aroused that.
Fuck off.
Hope it's nice and hard.
Okay, say goodnight, Frank.
No, we have to promote our shit.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be performing that. send us emails at fairlydrunkparents@gmail.com. I don't think we've had an email yet.
You assholes.
From listeners.
Fucking email us. Do it.
Do it. We need to be entertained, too.
Definitely.
You know, we can't just, you know, it's a two-way street. We can't just entertain you or bore you to death.
You need to tell us that we suck or that we are awesome. Just tell us something. But if you tell me that you love Amy Schumer, well, just fuck off.
Twitter, you can reach us at FDParents and Facebook.com/FairlyDrunkParents. Enough fairly high tea parents like fucking Angela and her.
Okay, well, hopefully
Tinkerbell
next time.
Mug with her.
You love this
orange
Tinkerbell.
Pico tea.
You like this.
That's
you,
my mug.
I know it's his Tinkerbell
my
mug.
My bitch is on that mug, and you're using it. You didn't ask me.
I bought the fucking
You're sticking your mouth in Tinkerbell.
I bought the fucking
And
mug.
Slipping out her juices.
Well, then buy your own fucking Tinkerbell mug at Disneyland this August. Buy another one.
Sorry, I'm too manly to do that.
Bullshit. Puts cream on his face. He has more moisturizer than I do.
Maybe. I have issues.
Yeah, you do. We'll discuss those another time.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Catch you later.